afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Coach, we're going to try to get through our sports and get our audience some good financial information, because, you know, you and I, we'll get into that sports, man, and we have to look at the clock and say, oh, man, we in the overtime, so, but we have to do it, though, right?
That's right.
We got to get our NBA basketball fix in, because last night, historical event took place in the NBA.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. The L.A. Clippers made it to the Western Conference Finals for the first time ever.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They pushed them six games without their best player.
Yep.
Tried to bring another 3-1 comeback.
Yeah, they had played two series like that, and it's kind of like living on the edge.
Yeah.
And sometimes it catch up with you.
Yeah, that's hard to coach like that. I wouldn't want to coach, be a 3-1 coach everywhere I go. It's like, you dealing with lazy players or something? Like, every time you walk into a series, you down?
Yeah. Yeah, you get, you know, you're into game five. And game five could be a go-home game for you.
Yes.
Right?
And I don't want to play like that. That's not good.
No, it's not, man. It's not good for the psyche either. Come on. You know, I mean, it's been done, right? We've seen it happen where teams do come back.
But they try to do it 3 times in a row.
No, if you get away with it once, yeah, you're doing good. You get away with it twice, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
To do it 3 times,
no.
It's almost a miracle.
That's it. And then Chris Paul on the other half, he said when he went to Oklahoma, he had listened to the Mary Mary Bible Group song. And he wrote it on his shoes.
Yeah, I seen it last night.
He's like, I got to go to Oklahoma, oh Lord. But then what he did with Oklahoma, got him in the playoffs.
Right.
Performed well, won a couple games.
Yep.
And they say, hold on, he worth something. Let's give him a chance. Let's trade him somewhere.
Yeah, because you remember years back, right, the Lakers, he was going to go to the Lakers, and he got nixed.
That's right.
By the commissioner. So, you know, it's this time, given the opportunity, right?
Yes, sir.
Because he's been, you know, kind of cast off in some places in the league, man. And I don't know, you know, if you like him, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. But I like him.
I like him, too. And I look at James Harden, like, if James Harden could just shut up and let Chris Paul control the ball. Because look at Devin Booker.
And Devin will tell you, man, what, you know, that guy being in that locker room, what it really means. You know, he's been, you know, he's a veteran, right? Seasoned veteran. These are young guys. Never been here before. And he basically taught them about being a business, right, as well as an opportunity to make your mark.
Yes. I'm going to say this. This is why I know the mark of Chris Paul. When DeAndre Ayton, only been in the NBA 4 years, outplays AD. I don't care if AD hurt for the Lakers. I don't care if he hurt.
Don't matter. You're on the floor.
Montrezl Harrell for the Lakers. He outplayed him, right? Second series, he outplayed a Joker.
Okay.
On playing Joker speed, the MVP. Third series, he outplayed DeMarcus Cousins and any other center that the Lakers, the Clippers had.
Threw at him, yeah.
So DeMarcus Cousins is a former All-Star. Twin, Morris, outplayed Morris. I mean, he snatched a rebound. Shoot 70% from the field.
Yeah. And who's the coach? Let's get a coach some.
Oh, come on now. Monty. Former Orlando Magic years ago. You know, one of those tough-nosed players, average guys playing for the contract, you know, playing 12 years.
Not a superstar.
Not a superstar. Coming in as a coach, learning the ranks, taking the lumps. Coach New Orleans, almost beat San Antonio back in the day when he coached Chris Paul now.
Right.
He was up 3-2. So he's been around the block with Chris Paul in the beginning. And now what do you want him at the end?
And that's what he said last night about, you know, playing for your coach. You know, this guy is a good guy. Truly, truly, you know, has the player's best interest.
Yes, sir.
In mind. It's not about him. It's about getting the most out of your players and putting him in the position to be successful. And your hat is off to a coach like that, man.
Oh, yes. And then who else? Campaign. I love Campaign.
Oh, man, he played.
The Chicago Bulls said Campaign had no business being in the NBA. They said he does nothing well. When they had him, when they drafted him, I'm looking at Campaign last night. He plays like a deceptional right-handed player, but he left-handed.
Right.
And that hezzy dribble he has and that jump shot and how he creates off that pick and roll. He got that snake dribble. Man, campaign is fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's Chris Paul's backup. And basically, Chris Paul just saying, like, I'm warming the oven up for you to take over. I might just go and be assistant coach in about a year or two.
Right.
It's your job at point. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's really your job now. I'm just showing you how to win. And I go to the bench. And then when the fourth quarter come, I just come in the game.
Yeah.
You're going to help my career last longer, campaign. I like you.
Right. Yeah, man. It's been a great, you know, great series. Serious to watch. It's been fun.
That whole team ain't nothing but probably 23 years old, except Chris Paul.
They got to be one of the youngest teams in the league, man, which is awesome.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
So the West is settled, right?
Right.
What's happening in the East? Who's going to be the team that played in the championship? Who are they going to get?
I seen a meme from your son, Cameron, right? He posted urgent care, Hackney Hospital, or Mercy Health, right? The NBA had the Eastern Coastal Conference as we come to urgent care. Everybody, every time you see a picture of Eastern Conference, everybody walking in the tunnel limping.
Right.
Or somebody carrying somebody.
It's a mass unit. Everybody hurt. It's rough, man.
It's rough in the East.
Yeah. Marquee players on each team is out.
Out. And then with Milwaukee, I'm like, why they shoot? You know, I used to coach elementary school, Tony. So, like, we playing with kids. And we like, I remember coaching with this guy named Paul Briggs Jr.
Oh, I know Paul.
And his son, right, he used to tell kids, don't shoot another three. I'm like, because they'll be playing a good game. But, you know, kids get caught up and shoot jump shots.
Oh, of course.
So, I'm looking at Milwaukee, like, y'all 9-for-39. And the best player from Atlanta not even playing. And y'all bigger than them. And y'all still shooting three-pointers. Like, and y'all making them at 11%. But y'all just keep on
keep firing. Jacking them up.
I'm like, when is the coach going to be like, don't shoot another three?
Right.
And they're like, little kids out there just like, I'm going to get mine. And it's like, why? Y'all not making them right now.
You know what happened to that basketball team then? When they found out Trae Young was not playing,
they laxed.
Mentally they said, all righty, all we got to do is go out on the floor and we'll win this game.
They didn't know Sweet Lou Chicken Wings. What he called lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. He season it, baby.
Yeah, he know about the patent on that name.
Yeah.
Lemon pepper.
As they say, nobody seen that coming.
Nobody seen that coming.
But I mean, know, blowout.
Lemon pepper is the type of guy that can get buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, you know, it was his time to shine since Trae was out. Somebody had to come in and pick up the load. And that's what you
him
want,
and,
man.
Him and Kevin, or he's, no, he said when he cooking, they call him Kayvon.
Kayvon.
From Maryland. He said, when I'm cooking, the team called me Kayvon. I got the brother name when I'm cooking.
And he was
I'm
cooking.
I'm a red-haired white boy with the brother name. Yeah. Kayvon.
Yeah.
He told Shaq, call me Kayvon.
Kayvon. Yeah, he's calling him. Also, I heard another name, Red Velvet. Red Velvet.
Yeah. So, you know, and I like this final four because it's marquee names. But it's guys that really done worked hard to get where they at.
Yes.
They took a lot of criticism. Paul George, Chris Paul, Trae Young being traded for Luka, Anadipo, just Middleton coming from the Pistons and being an average player. And all these guys, they superstars, but they like, look, man, I done took some lumps on my head to get where I'm at. I wasn't just ordained as being the great.
You know, when you look back at when they first started all the playoffs, you look at all the players or used to be Pistons that were actually on playoff teams, right?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
You got Kayvon. You got Reggie Jackson.
Yep.
Middleton. There's some more.
Don't forget the guy in L.A., Drummond.
Yep.
You know, Drummond went. You got Middleton.
Blake.
Yeah. All these Detroit players are on, you know, playoff basketball teams.
All Detroit players.
Yeah. So, you know what they say about Detroit and their ability to evaluate talent. But other teams seem to like what they don't like.
They don't keep the guys. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Speaking on keeping the guys, they couldn't keep your boy Bill Cosby down.
No, man. Bill's a free man. Free Bill. Free
so he
Bill.
He was facing 3-10, though.
He was facing 3-10?
Yeah, they said 3-10. That's what he's supposed to do.
That was really all it was. I never did hear that.
Yep. 3-10. He supposed to do 3-10.
Well, he almost did it then. Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, when you say 3-10, you get the middle, you get 5.
Yeah, good behavior. in penitentiary in Pennsylvania. I don't know exactly. You know, each state has different laws when it comes to the state penitentiary. You know, when you go to federal pen, at regardless of where it's at, it's all the same in this country.
Yeah, they all look the same. Yeah,
but state has in some places 10 months equals a year, that kind of thing.
It's all about the funding, how they fund the year.
Yeah.
The calendar, yes.
Yeah, so.
Budget calendar.
You know, but I was, happy to see the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania reviewed the case and basically said that, Bill was done unjustly because you cut him a deal to say, if you give us a deposition, we won't charge you, right? And the prosecutor basically went back on his word and charged him. And therefore, the Supreme Court said they violated the terms and the conditions that they agreed upon. Therefore, they threw it out. They threw the conviction out, and he cannot be retried for any of those again.
Wow. So there it is. Look at that.
Yeah.
So civil lawsuits, all that, they can't come after.
Nothing happened, man. All bets are off.
And his wife hung it up.
I thought they got a divorce. I don't know.
But I'm going to tell you what kind of divorce that is. I got to make sure we got the assets. So the baby go on divorce me.
Yeah.
So you can go and get whatever half of what you're supposed to get. So I'm going to get through this. When I get through this, we back together.
Okay. That's the story that'll be on Inside Edition or Oprah, yeah. Whatever.
Wealthy families do that.
Yeah.
They coming to get me. Put everything in your name, baby. Divorce me. And when I come back, at least I got half of the $50 million. You got it.
Right.
Because they can't touch that.
Yeah, the civil lawsuits that come up out of this, they only can go after what I have. They can't go after what you got.
So you divorce him, you get his pension or whatever, and then you could remarry. They can't stop you from remarrying.
Right, which I don't think that was, like you say, it was ever in the cards. But, I think there's yet more information to come out of that. Exactly as to what he's going to do moving forward.
Yeah. And so, and people look like, he didn't do nothing. No, we didn't say he didn't do anything.
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know. That ain't none of my business. That whatever that man did almost 50 years ago.
Right.
And then for me, if I'm not working directly for him for 30 years, and if I was affected by it mentally or physically, and I understand how trauma is.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm trying to go after somebody and everybody started coming out the woodworks, and it happened almost 50 years ago, something got to be wrong with me mentally.
Well, what about statute of limitations?
Yeah, I'm like, how can you contact somebody after 50 years? You were 22 and now you're 50. You 60 years old and say, hey, I just don't feel right all of a sudden.
Right. And then how clear are the ones that accused him, their memory?
Yeah.
Right? He was drugged. What you remember, right?
Yeah. Come on. And then you following a married man to a hotel? Because you think you're going to get an interview for a job in a hotel?
Look here. Hollywood, right?
Yes,
it's the Hollywood lifestyle that went on and still goes on today. Hugh Hefner got rich, right?
Yes, sir.
Basically in the same concept of exploiting beautiful women.
Yep.
Okay? And they always talk about the kinds of parties that went on in the mansion. And he never went to jail, never was even accused of
He always had the best lawyers, Hefner did. When it came to a problem, he always had the best. And he always made sure whoever he had doing what, they was compensated right. And their contract said what it was.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there were some that didn't probably get everything that was promised.
Oh, yeah,
Okay, that's just part of Hollywood, right? Or that lifestyle.
Take a photo of somebody and make millions off of it and get them $1,000.
Yeah, back in
I'll
the 60s,
on the front page.
Playboy, Playboy clubs were all over the country.
Yeah, that's right.
And again, we know the premise and the reputation of what these clubs represented. All right.
Yes.
It wasn't a carnival. This was adult entertainment. So hey, it is what it is, man.
Yep. So I know we had to. The bill for the infrastructure.
Right. So that bipartisan bill, which means that a bill was crafted by Democrats and Republicans to be put on the president's desk to be signed.
Because I know they passed it somehow with the even with the stipulations he wanted.
Right, he didn't get everything he wanted out of it.
With the jobs and
some of the green energy, these kinds of things. It doesn't have the spending, right, to the tune that they wanted. It probably is a third to maybe half of what the Democratic side wanted. But it's about a compromise to get this thing moving forward. In other words, you know, it's not exactly what we wanted, but it's better than nothing, and we really need to get it moving. And like we were talking before the show, there are indications in this country right now the need for some kind of legislation for the infrastructure, green energy, to get kick-started. You know, regardless of what you think or believe about global warming, but I think if you look at the states out on the West Coast,
it's
the
real.
Oregons, the Washingtons, the Nevadas, it's real.
It's 118 in Washington.
Okay.
That's deciduous forest. Like, that's going to be a fire.
It's hot, man. You got, you know, buildings collapsing. Detroit was decimated with floods.
Pumps not working.
Yeah, that's part of infrastructure. All those kinds of things, man. And, you know, Houston is the same way.
Yes, it is.
When it rains in Houston, it's going to flood.
And it snows, everything. Right. The whole city losing power.
Yeah. So all these things are tied to this infrastructure that Biden is trying to make these Republicans understand is necessary for the longevity of this country, our children, and their children's children.
Because then, for one, we're running out of space. So as we run out of space, that sparse land where you would say the water would be diverted there, that's concrete now.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
You're talking about affordable housing and updated housing everywhere, not just in Muskegon.
No.
So it's housing that needs to be done over.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about bridges, roadways, sewer systems. I mean, there's a whole list, right, of issues that need to be addressed that have been ignored for too long.
Yeah, I'm like, they're working on Peck Street right now, down in the area by the high school.
Right.
By Muskegon High School. And I'm like, they're pulling up pieces that's 100 years old.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
I remember someone reading the book by Dr. Mona. She was talking about structure. And she said when they was pulling the piping up in Flint, they had some of the pipes were hollowed out wood.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember hearing about that.
Take hollowed out wood and run water through it.
Old school type of a plumbing system. So that's probably more than 100 years old, man.
So pieces like that are in the water system.
Yeah, and it has to be addressed.
Yep, it has to be.
If it's not, then there's going to be some kind of a health issue that's going to affect entire communities, and which it did, right? We've seen evidence of that in the Flint.
Well, it's just amazing. I know we had how to fix your credit reports, and just talking about it, I went to I got something in the mail. I'm not going to name the dealership or anything, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I got something in the mail a couple weeks ago. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to talk about it on air. So they say I won something, right? You won. I'm like, okay, what did I win? So it's like, you won three cars. You won a car or $100,000. So I share with my wife. Say, oh, you don't get nothing but a coffee cup.
Yeah, I say, I know. You're telling us about this.
Yeah, right? So you're going to get him a coffee cup. I said, I know. But I said, I still want to go to see how the room look and how the people are in the room. And I thought to myself while I was in that space, I went. I had to take her car to get something done. And as I walked across the street, I said, I'm going to go in this room. It's couples sitting there with they form and they paper trying to figure out how to get into this contest or to get a vehicle. So, because the default is trade your car in, get another car.
Okay.
Whatever, we're going to give you a hookup and give you another car now. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, and I kept on telling the guy, hey, can I help you? I said, yeah, I come to get a free coffee cup. I showed him the thing with the pull tabs on it. He's like, free coffee cup? I said, no, I ain't never heard of that one. I said, hey, let's see what we got. And he said, what kind of vehicles you got? I told him and everything. And then he got to the point of telling me how much it's worth. I said, my vehicles are paid off. And I I don't care if they rusted or whatever. It feel good not to be paying on something.
Right.
That's what I told him, right? I said, if I buy another car, it's going to be, I'm going to have all the money, and I'm going to come in and tell you what I want to pay. Right? So then he did that. He said, he read the stipulations to me, right? Like, I see you got this winning thing, but look what this say here. So he got his phone out and made me click on something. Then it said $2. I was like, coffee cup. Wow. Got it. Reached in his pocket, gave me $2. But I think about people that don't understand the credit report. People that just say, hey, I'm hopefully that this contest gonna help me get another car when I trade my old one in. Or when I'm gonna go in here and they're gonna look out for me. They not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna do none of those things. Because if you're going on a whim, you're going on the impulse, it's a such thing as this, being fake rich and real broke.
All right.
Being fake rich and real broke is having bad credit and trying to go get something to make it look like you got some money.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that before.
And that goes with materialism, right?
Yep.
Goes with finance and stuff you can't afford and telling somebody, oh, my payment is only this.
Only.
That's wrong. That's
for
wrong.
For how many years?
That's wrong. And like you said, when we talk about fixing credit reports, one of the continuous problems that I notice and recognize, and I don't name nobody, I love helping my community, but I want to get them up out of that rut, is when they go into these dealerships, they're not telling you how to improve your credit to get something better.
Oh, heck no, man.
They looking at the number you have, Tony, and where it fit, where they can get that money, before they can sell that car. Because once you sign the paper, they got the check. The promissory note is filled with the dealership, and they send the money, the bank put you on the hook for an item that's depreciated.
Yep.
But they got the check in full. So whatever the sticker price of that car is, they got it. And the bank like this, rubbing their hands together, saying, we got one, 27%. We got him. So I'm going to give you, before I tell them people how to fix their credit report before they go buy a car or something, here goes an example. Let's say someone finances a vehicle, right? I'm just giving a hypothetical number.
Okay.
$15,000, car payment, $500.
Mm.
48 months, right? So 5 times 8 is what?
40.
Yep, 4,000. 5 times 4, 20. Mm-hmm. 24,000 for $15,000.
Mm.
So on average, but you got all this other stuff, principal and all this, and the interest actually go every day, so you're probably looking at $26,000 for a $15,000 vehicle.
Don't make sense, man.
But that's the situation somebody will get with bad credit. So imagine, Tony, they fix their credit. That $500 car note could be possibly $300.
Mm-hmm. We'll cut it in half, right? Absolutely.
Over 48 months, $300 is the actual price of the car.
Right.
So that person that just financed a car with bad credit, they buying the car two times.
Yes, they are. Seen it happen way too many times, man.
Instead of doing this, looking at the inaccurate information. A lot of times when you get a collection of your credit report, especially a medical bill, they don't report good. They report twice.
Okay, yes.
You'll see someone on your credit report twice from the same place, and it might be only $100. And they say, collection, twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's 50 to 100 points it didn't tax you because it's late and it's collected. And you're like, oh, that ain't nothing. No, it's on that two times.
Okay.
That means they're giving you two Fs for the price of one.
Yep. Which so affects your credit score,
yep,
which now affects the interest rate that you can get for the vehicle.
That's it. So then, looking at that, I'm like, well, how do you deal with it? I say, you need to call them or write them a letter and say, hey, can I pay to delete this stuff to get it off?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine doing that before you go buy a car. They say, boom, that come off. Credit score go up 50 points. So now you saving money. That $500 payment that was going to be paying the car double could go down, oh, that's $100 cheaper now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's one way. Then they say, disputing the error. So you got an error on your credit report where something on there and you got the same name as your daddy. It's an account on yours and yours on his. But it's not a good account because sometimes people have good stuff that their daddy name is on there.
Right.
But it's something else he done had and now you got it on your credit report, but you don't know. So you go into this space, this dealership, and they say, oh, we got you. It's going to be hard. You want a donut? You want some coffee or something? It's going to be hard to get. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But they done locked you into a number. They just talking you around in a circle. And then they just said, hey, just sign this. You got $5,000 down. I can get you. I got you.
$39 down basically is what they promote. I mean, if you walk in with a $5,000 down, you know, you should get a good number, right? But that doesn't happen as often as the $39 down. That's the hook.
That's the hook. So that's just another thing. Just those errors of like having the wrong name. It might have been the wrong address. It might have been an account that's too old. But then we go into these spaces and say, oh, I need to finance this. I'm going to pray. So when I go in and they say I'm approved, that's all I want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate that somebody doesn't get their credit report looked at, Tony, before they go into these spaces. Because, and then you tell me this all the time, that we do it backwards in certain communities where we'll go look for a car with bad credit and not even understanding the effect of insurance, because our whole life we've been on LPD.
Right.
We've been on insurance. Well, I just got to have insurance. Somebody hit me.
No fault. Yep. But when you get a loan, it's got to be full coverage.
Right. So then what's the difference in that when it comes to credit? Like, my insurance is only $50 on my LPD. I'm going to go on, check this $50 and try to put it on this Hellcat.
Yeah, because you was riding around in a hoopty. And then when you know, with no finance, you know, and now the credit union bank lending institution says, if we're going to, you know, use this vehicle basically as collateral along with whatever down payment you have, we have to protect our interest. How do we protect our interest? We got to make sure that you carry full coverage, which is comprehensive and collision, okay? And there's a max as to the amount that the deductible can be. Higher deductible, lower the premium, right? So some people try to raise it, you know, $5,000, what have you. Bank look at it and say, wait a minute, no, we can't do that for the simple reason you had to have an accident and you're not able to, you know, if it's the damage is 10, the insurance company is going to pay you 5. Now you got to pay another 5 if you were at fault, again, depending on the coverages.
People actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
Try to raise it to $5,000?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But the banks will not allow you to do that. Okay? They'll send us a document that says, verify the coverage, and there's limits of liability, minimum, that you must have, which is normally 100, 300. And then they want to make sure that the deductibles are below their ceiling, okay? And then if you fail, because we report that to the lender, and then once you fail to make your payment on your insurance lapse, that notification is sent to the bank. The bank says, oh, this vehicle is not covered. Well, we're going to put forced insurance on it.
Like a Cardinal.
Yeah, they don't shop around, okay,
no,
by
I
the way.
Busted
they just get a number, and then they'll tack that bad boy on to your already high premium because they are protecting their interest.
Their asset. That's their asset.
Absolutely.
Their name on the title.
Yeah, they paid for it now. Now you paying them back. So, yeah, it's a vicious cycle that people get caught up in when they buy a new car and then it has to have full coverage and they may not have had insurance in a while. So now if you haven't had it, now you're in a high-risk program.
6 months at least.
Yeah, you got to have 6 months at least order to qualify to get into what we call a standard insurance company. There are a lot of non-standards, which is your Dairyland, your Titans, and those kind of companies, which basically just take any and everybody and then charge you an exorbitant amount of money. Man. So the standards, your Farmers, your AAA, your State Farm, if you got continuous insurance with good limits of liability, you're going to get a better rate. But if you haven't had insurance, then you can't even qualify for those companies and the better rates.
Wow. So here go the caveat. So now imagine the caveat is like, here's the big carrot of it all. So imagine you get a car financed. You got this insurance. It's crazy, crazy payments. Now you hiding the car because you're going to be late on payments. So as you late on payments, late pay.
Credit score.
Late pay. So you got over 48 months. You've been late 12 months. Now your credit score, that's 35% of your credit rating is how you pay on time.
Yes.
So I tell people this, Tony. Like if you're buying a car, you need a car just like you need food, clothing, and shelter.
Yes, you do.
So I auto pay wherever I stay and what I drive.
It's always going to be on time. It's never gonna be late.
Always auto painted. Cause I'm like, I gotta get to A to B, and I gotta have somewhere to sleep. And last thing, first thing I do is auto paint my tags. I do that on purpose.
Okay.
Like, hey, I'm not a greedy person, so when my blessings really come, I'm making sure it's already auto paid. Like, all right, God, you know we got this agreement. 10% already, you already got it. I ain't seen it.
Right.
It's just like investments. So just, but look at that. That's the debt trap we're getting in. So now we had the car, but they already hitting your credit report, so you ain't getting over. So when the car is done and paid off, Tony, I paid the car off. And then you're like, it's tearing up. Let me go try to trade it in. You go try to trade it in and say, yeah, you paid it off. Good job. But you was late 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of tight. I had to. You was late 12 months out of 48. So then now.
There are no excuses for that, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know
they gave everybody a little bit of a cushion for COVID. Yeah. Right? And that's like a once in a lifetime situation.
120 days. I've been telling clients that I've had. Yes. And it's serious business. So it can keep you from financing a home. It can keep you from refinancing. It can keep you from getting money for your kid to go back to school.
I'm going to tell you another trap that a lot of guys get caught into using a scenario about, getting behind on the payment, right? So it's like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a scam to say it's stole and you can't recover it, and the insurance company will pay the car off to the bank, and then I'm good to go. Not quite that easy, because the way you had it financed and the actual value of the vehicle, it's going to be a gap, right?
Upside down, baby.
Upside down and gap, right? So you still owe 20 grand to the credit union or the bank.
Because your credit was bad.
Right. And they pay off 15. We're going to use this as an example. There's a $5,000 shortfall.
So then gap step up.
Yeah, if you purchased it.
Okay.
Okay, it's not free. You have to purchase the gap. If you don't purchase the gap, then you still owe the credit union or the lending institution $5,000. Even though they paid the car off, you still got $5,000 that you got to still pay back.
Yeah, and the only way that balances out, if you don't have no gap, you got to have good credit.
Because it's going to be close now. Yep, right? The payoff versus what you're actually outstanding on the loan is going to be relatively close to the point where it'll be a wash. If you got the good credit.
But I'm going off what I know we get ready to close out. I'm going off what you told me. Like, Chauncey, if you ever finance anything again, try to at least say you have half the money or you could buy the whole car. And then as soon as you got that note going, you got 24 months or 12.
Pay that bad boy off. Like, man.
So if you talk about my payment is only this much, you should be saying my payment is double that. So if your payment is $250, it should be $500.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm paying $500 a month or extra $100. And while I get my income taxes, I'm giving 65% of my income tax on that car note.
Yep.
Because I'm going to beat that interest. So in case I got to get out of that car, I'm going to have value in it. It's going to be an asset. That's how we speed it up.
Because the payment, the scheduled monthly payment, basically is going to go towards the interest that you borrowed. The second payment automatically goes to the principal.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to reduce that principal faster. You pay it off faster.
Yeah, I paid off both vehicles like that. I'm blessed. And I'm like, I did them on auto pay, and then when I snuck them other payments in, I just said, go to the car. I said, why you keep on doing that? She said, you nickel dime and everything. I said, we paid off of these. Now it's time to save for retirement or investments.
Yes. So there's two advantages right there. Your credit score is going to be great, and then you're going to have more residual income after you pay it off.
Yep. And then, my wife working insurance with you, and she always go look my name up, and say my name say preferred for insurance.
Right. That's it.
So they say your name is a client that we should get.
Preferred. There's three categories we use in the industry. Preferred, standard, which is average, and then non-standard. If you're non-standard, you're going to pay a whole lot more.
Wow.
Standard, you're kind of middle of the road. Preferred, you're going to get the best rates available.
Wow. Well, that's it. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.